email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the Galway Comedy Festival is continuing with restrictions eased from today. Well, you know what that means. There are now extra tickets available for some of the shows, and you can go to galwaycomedyfestival.ie. Colin Murphy was on stage last night. He's performing again tonight, and he's come into our Galway studio for a chat. Hello, Colin.
Hello from the West.
I was cycling in. I was going, if it was a TV show, you'd be going, you know this man from The Blizzard of Oz, The Panel, The Blame Game, Clear History, and other things. Colin Murphy.
Other things.
Yes. That's you. That's your CV there.
That's it. It doesn't amount to much. Do you?
Listen, we had a man on today who found a mushroom the size of his head.
And what?
Yeah, try and match
either
that.
Either he has a tiny head or it's a massive mushroom.
I don't know which. Yeah, we had the picture to prove it. Yeah, a massive mushroom. How are you? I haven't spoken to you in a long time. How are things with you?
What sort of mushroom was it, by the way?
It's a puff white mushroom. They're edible, seemingly.
All right.
Yeah. I have the Latin name because I know you like that sort of thing, but
I do.
I can't put my hand to it. So it's there somewhere. I'll get it for you.
I've got one of those little apps, you know, for identifying foliage.
Do you?
And yeah. And I'm hell for eating bits of, you know, ditches and things.
That's mad because it's like a Shazam for flora. Yeah. That's brilliant. What's it called?
Picture this or something like that.
So if you see a thing, mushrooms probably most importantly because some of them can be poisonous.
Yes, they deny all liability.
Oh, do they? All right.
They tell you what it is, and they say, "But you know, I wouldn't if I was you."
It's like when you ring the VHI nurse, and she says, "Well, I'd see a doctor if I were you." Now that you made the call, you know. So, is it great to have people in front of you actually laughing? You can see them, you can smell them, you can hear them.
It's a joy, to be perfectly honest. Last night they had masks on, which is the first time I've done a gig with two people with masks. That was a bit difficult. You know, all of the acts we looked particularly needy last night. We were staring into people's eyes going, do they like us? And you'd only, you know, get a response on a laugh. You can't see people smiling.
Yeah.
So that was strange. The first one back was in Sligo, I think it was, about 3 weeks ago. And that was terrifying. Just 2 years. I haven't done a gig in 2 years in front of anybody. Or I didn't do any of the Zoom gigs that were happening. That just felt wrong to me.
Yeah.
So that was terrifying. But
You took to painting.
Well,
that sounds like an affliction. You took to painting. He took to the bed. He took to the bed. The poor man.
It's not hall stairs in London, by the way. It's,
no, I know.
You know, yeah.
Fine art.
Just for anybody thinking, I'll get a quote. Yeah, paint a picture. I went to art school years ago when I was, a student, and then didn't do anything for a long, long time, and then was, you know, doing bits and pieces. And then the lockdown happened, and I thought, yeah, I've nothing else to do. So just got stuck in and built myself a little shed, come studio at the bottom of the garden, and just took myself down there for a year and a half.
What do you paint?
All sorts of things. It's a lot of sort of weird interiors and...
How would you what genre is it? Did it say genre or what did it say in art?
I suppose it would be quite figurative, realistic, right. Sometimes quite hyper-realistic.
Oh, hyper-realistic, so it looks
sometimes,
like a photograph.
Sometimes. I don't intend it to be like that, but that's the way it comes out sometimes. But I've got a couple of bits in the RHA show this year. So that's on until the 31st, I think, or the 30th of October. So go along to that now that everything's opened up. You can go and see. It's a brilliant show that's on at the minute.
How does it work, Colin, now? You know, so the exhibition is on. Somebody sees your hyper-real painting, or it may not be, and then they go, I like that, actually. That'd look well in the hall or whatever.
Yeah.
What happens next?
Well, somebody buys it.
Right.
So one of them has been sold in the RHA, so...
And do you
the other ones? The other one's a portrait, a self-portrait. Nobody wants a portrait of somebody they don't know in their house. It's just weird.
Well, it's weird having a portrait of yourself in the house as well, I think, you know.
Well, it is, yeah.
Like, you know, there's a picture of me from the den in the downstairs loo, and it, actually every time I go in, I sort of, you know.
I'm sure my parents, it's the same as you. Like, my parents, it's like I've died and there's a shrine in the house. It's everywhere you go. There's pictures of me from cutouts from newspapers, and it's horrific. It's absolutely horrific.
Do you put a price on the picture before it goes up? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't haggle, no.
You put a figure on it and stick it up there, and it's guesswork, you know. It's like anything.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it? Because it is guesswork.
It is. It's absolute guesswork. You think, right, I want it to sell, but, you know, I want a decent amount of money for it, you know. And then, you know, whoever's selling it, they take a commission as well, and they have to pay the bills. So you don't make any money at it. That's why I started doing comedy, because there's no money in art.
Unless you're at the top, obviously.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not going to happen.
But it's a bit like writing, isn't it? I remember reading that statistic about the average writer, as in novel writer, in the UK earns, at the time it was, and this is a few years ago, 11,000 a year.
As a writer?
As a writer, yeah. Yeah,
well, that's pretty good. Huh? Perfectly honest. I'd be happy with that. If I was earning that.
Well, you'd want to be doing a good few other things, wouldn't you? 11,000.
Yeah, well, you know, nobody is. All these people, I'm a professional. No, you're not.
Yes, yeah. So you're not giving up the stand-up anyway to become a fine artist?
Oh, I'd love to, but no. The bills had to be paid, and who could ignore the roar of the crowd telling you to get off?
How did you do that during lockdown? Pay the bills?
I had a few bits and pieces of telly and stuff, and that was... We had Zoom audiences at that, and that sort of worked quite well for TV. It's somehow different for stand-up, but it worked well for television.
Television.
We were in a studio with other people, so we could keep each other entertained. Uh-huh. So that was quite nice.
You provided the audience and the participants.
Yeah. So you did have to give a lot more to your fellow panelists.
We were talking about telly during the week, and specifically about remote controls, and somebody came up with this genius idea, right, that you take a picture of your parents or your partners or whoever has a problem with technology. You take a picture of the remote controls and you have it on your phone. So when they ring you, you see, and you have them numbered. So you go, well, what you need now is go to remote control one and, you know.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Isn't it?
That is really good. I did that for the laptop, for my dad's laptop, during lockdown, because things would go wrong on it. And he would ring me, and it's quite difficult to give IT to an 80-year-old man.
Right.
And... But I didn't think of doing that until about 6 months into the lockdown.
Right.
And I felt, my whole attitude towards, you know, those remote people that help you when you have a problem. My attitude to them changed. I think they're gods, every single one of them, and they deserve more money than Bill Gates.
It's difficult though, isn't it? Because you know it, and you're going, the button up in the top right-hand corner, you know.
Yeah, and saying things like click. Yeah. And he's going, what? Click, click on it. Double click, what?
Left click, right click.
Yeah, right click. Yeah, double click. No, the wee one beside it. Click on it. And it's just so stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's what do you call a remote, by the way? I think I've had this conversation. Have I had this conversation with you before about the remote?
No.
People have different names for the remote.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it'd be a thingamajig. Because everything's a thingamajig. I think that's a Midlands thing. A yoke-me bob or a thingamajig, you know.
Yeah.
And then as it goes on, you can't find it. There are a number of expletives at it, of course.
Oh, yeah.
What about you?
Or is it the diddy?
The diddy?
Yeah. The diddy or the tits? It's just, give us a tit. And,
Colin, I'm not going to ask why. I'm not going to ask
it you. It just is. I have no idea why.
The genesis of that name.
Genuinely no idea why. The remote stuff was really good for people during the lockdown. My parents obviously couldn't go to mass like everybody else's, and... Someone recommended online mass to my dad, and I personally would like to strangle that person because I had to set it up. And wow, we have a lot of masses. So he's got the local parish, then he has my mum's parish, then there's surrounding parishes, and then because it is his life. Do you know what I mean? Pre lockdown, this funerals was a. The obituaries pages is basically a what's on guide for him, right? And that was taken away. So there had to be a remote version of it. So it's on a computer, a laptop and an iPad. And they're sitting, the two of them, with these screens in front of them, like day traders in a NASDAQ, you know, just switching from parish to parish, from removal to...
They're in HQ. They're in HQ there, surrounded by screens.
Unbelievable. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I want to talk to you about, and I don't have time, but I think, because I'm going back to Tom Dunn and Fiacno Brainon, and they're doing the Fela thing.
Oh, yeah.
It must be time now for a panel reunion. I'll leave you with that and work on that and get on to Dara O'Brien, because I know people would love to see it back on the telly. But for the moment, Colin Murphy in Galway on stage tonight. Where exactly?
In the Galmont Hotel.
Yes,
and there at 8 o'clock.
Extra tickets available for some shows. GalwayComedyFestival.ie. Thanks, Colin. Mind yourself.
Brilliant.
See you. Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Bye.